In these troubled times, as Lebanon is once again plunged into uncertainty, culture remains an unwavering pillar and a bulwark against the darkness threatening to engulf the land of the Cedars. Despite the challenges the nation faces, the Lebanese display extraordinary resilience, celebrating life with unmatched fervor. In this article, we review the cultural events of August 2024 that have been canceled, postponed, or maintained despite the difficult security context. August 2024 promised to be a month full of hope and expectation. The country eagerly awaited the return of its expatriates, loyal tourists, and all those who find solace in this small paradise. The scheduled festivals and concerts reflected this thirst for life and the unwavering determination to transcend daily hardships. However, the summer was partially canceled, not due to a lack of will, but because the worshippers of war once again plunged the country into chaos. Hezbollah's military involvement in the Hamas-Israel conflict further weakened an already fragile economy, leaving the population in a state of constant questioning. Despite everything, the Lebanese showed up, ignoring the risks and uncertainties. The Al-Shami concert, which took place to a full house on July 30 at the Beirut waterfront, the very night of the attack on the southern suburbs, is a powerful example. This evening demonstrated forcefully that life always triumphs, even in the darkest moments. Other events also went ahead, such as the theatrical dance show Kumi by the Mayas, which attracted no less than 8,600 spectators, the Galbaoun International Festival, the Baalbek International Festival, and the Flea Market. The play Kyle Sarah, written by Georges Cabaz and starring Adèle Karam and Georges Cabaz, is also scheduled to run until August 31 at the Casino du Liban. These cultural events are a testament to the Lebanese determination to preserve their way of life. The sublime performance by the Mayas on Thursday was a true moment of grace, a vibrant ode to Beirut. These internationally renowned artists, who have graced the world's most prestigious stages, performed in Lebanon for the first time, offering their audience a show of rare emotional intensity. Their poignant interpretation of Le Beirut paid a moving tribute to southern Lebanon, a region that continues to suffer immensely but rises with courage nonetheless. Their presence powerfully reaffirmed the crucial role of culture in the resilience of the Lebanese people. Certainly, some concerts had to be cancelled or postponed, not for lack of enthusiasm, but because of logistical constraints. Flights to Lebanon are extremely disrupted, making it difficult or even impossible for artists to come. This is the case for the Zar Summer Festival, where Vernis Rouge was to perform on August 2. While some criticize the Lebanese for celebrating while the cannon roars elsewhere, it is time to understand that there are two entities in Lebanon that coexist without ever agreeing. These discordant notes will never form a completed symphony because the concept of life and death is not the same for everyone. Culture in Lebanon is an act of resistance, a hymn to life in the face of adversity. Every festival held, every concert given is a victory against those who want to see the country sink into the abyss of war. The Lebanese have chosen life against all odds because it is in their deep nature to celebrate beauty, art, and joy. In these uncertain times, the Lebanese cultural scene continues to shine brightly, driven by the indomitable spirit of resistance of its people. And it is this spirit that will allow Lebanon to rise, heal its wounds, and continue to enchant the world with its creativity and overflowing passion for life. It is important to note that the situation in Lebanon remains extremely volatile, and events may be subject to last-minute changes depending on the security context. It is recommended that interested parties check with organizers for the most up-to-date information regarding these events. A non-exhaustive list of cultural events scheduled for August. Events maintained. Kyle Sarah, the play written by Georges Cabaz and starring Adèle Karam and Georges Cabaz, will run from August 1 to 31 at the Casino du Liban. Galbaoun International Festival 2024. This festival, scheduled for August 2 and 3, has been maintained. Baalbek International Festival. The Baalbek Festival is maintained, with Strings of Baalbek scheduled for August 29. Scheherazade at Ixer on August 10 and 11 is also maintained. A flea market is still taking place from August 8th to 11th at Place Marsassine, Bite Mary. Events postponed. Caracalla Dance Theatre, the premiere of the show Mil Eti Un Newts, originally scheduled for July 31st, has been postponed to August 8th. Asala Concert, the concert of Syrian singer Asala, originally scheduled for August 10th, has been postponed. Tamer Hosni Concert, the concert of the Egyptian artist, scheduled for August 3rd, has also been postponed. Kurzayan Musique, the concerts of Adonis and Taxi 404 and Adonis are postponed to September 5th. Events cancelled. Les Musicales de Phaetron, this program, which planned three concerts, has been cancelled. Saif Nabil, Haifa Web, Asi Al-Halani, DJ Azil, a concert featuring these artists scheduled for August 8th at the Beirut Forum has been cancelled. Zar Summer Festival, Vinnie Rouge's concert, scheduled for August 2nd, has been cancelled due to the inability to arrive by plane. Kurzayan Musique, the concerts of Vinnie Rouge and Dana Howerny have been cancelled.